Two baking pans.
Okay, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Okay, we were up to Tavkuf Mem, Sif Zion. Talking about building, fixing things, the Maisa Hedjut. So as a, just, you know, it's a little bit unclear what is the Maisa Hedjut, what is not Maisa Hedjut. Mishnah Berurah brings before about, you know, we need to seal the roof, so instead of using a tool, like they used to, to spread the tar on the roof, you have to use your legs or something like that, and that's called a Maisa Hedjut. Even though the result is that it's going to do the same thing as if you use the tool, it just takes longer. So that's, you know, that, and on the other hand, there's also the place we can discuss, it's really Hilchos Sukkah. Are you allowed to build a sukkah on Chol HaMoed if you need it? So the answer is yes, if you need it. And so one of the, you know, because that is by definition a Maisa Hedjut. Building a sukkah is a Maisa Hedjut, even though, fine, you use 10 screws and 250 screws and you, whatever it is, but by definition that's a Maisa Hedjut. So what's the definition of Maisa Hedjut by Binyan is, it's a Fianian. Listen, we'll see by Ariga, it's different. The definition of Maisa Hedjut is different in the next siman about Ariga. But for Binyan, again, the thing is with Binyan is that if you're building something with screws and stuff, there's only so much of a Hedjut you can do. Right? Hedjut is a bit of a Shinui, not the normal, it could be it's not the normal way, or it could be that it's just not professionally done. It really depends on the thing, but there's only so much of a Shinui you can do by putting screws in and not.
So
the thing with bricks is that for bricks you stack them, right? So I mean, we don't say you have to stack it; it's going to fall. The only thing is, you shouldn't put tit and things or whatever. If you need to build it, just, you know, build it. But they're all right. You know, so don't let me, you know, so therefore, you know, obviously if you put it up, it's going to fall in a second, that's not doing anything. So it has to be done in a way where it's balanced, you know, but it's not something which is going to be like a permanent job. So according to the Malacha, is what the, you know, Maisa Hedjut is. There's no clear definition running across the board, except that it's not, you know, Maisa Uman is obviously something which is professionally done, or by a professional, who do a quicker job, we'll see in a minute. But Maisa Hedjut is either it's done with a shinui or it's just not done. It's not done as well. So let's see. So design tonaviki rayim sheshesh sheyavshu v'yefe behem b'moed oisim. If you have an oven or kiraim or tonaviki rayim that you could go ahead and build it. It's made out of cheres and it dries out. Then you can do it. You know, the cheres will dry out. You can use it on Chol HaMoed. It can do it. V'im lav, ein oisim oisam. And then you can't make it. V'odin asiyas kederes elfisim, sharuchei agavna, making any pots or any kli, tzorach oichol nev, tzorach achila, is mutter. V'vein kach bonim al cheres shel tonor, v'al kiyo hatfeila shelahem, you can build, you can add on to it. So the din is what Paiskim Mishnah Berurah brings, Paiskim bring, is that, for there's different madrigas over here. For oichel nefesh, even ma'isa uman's water. So oichel nefesh, as a basic tzarech, you have to even ma'isa uman. So a person's oven, you know, break that doesn't work, he can call a professional, and we'll get to, let's say, a goy. He'll get to jid in soon, and fix the oven because he needs it. Even if it's a proper fix, whatever, he needs to fix because it's oichel nefesh. Other things, if it's just a Torah Hamoed and different things or whatever, then it gets into, then it really should be done with Maisa Hedjut.
It's a Machshira.
Yeah, but it's Machshira Choneva. There's Machshira de Machshira. It is less of a heterin. Machshira Choneva is even Maisa Uman.
Idea
Akum. We'll get to Yisrael soon. Yisrael's a different issue. Well, Mishnah Berurah's interesting thing is that, well, what about fixing a furnace? So he says, obviously you can fix a furnace because even if it's not Rory to bake it, because everyone gets, you know, HaKol Chayla Eitzel Tzina. So Shaila comes up is, what about an air conditioner? Do we say, and this gets into the age old question is, In the summer, do you open the window? If you want, someone wants to open the window in the summer or the winter, who wins? So it gets totally on that, because it seems that Bechol is a poiskim about whether do we say Kol Chayim Eitzel Hachom also, or it's just Tzar Ba'alma. You know, you always have the people, it's, you know, it's 0 degrees out, or whatever, Celsius, it's zero, either one Celsius or even Fahrenheit, and they're like, leave the window open, and they're like, no, I'm gonna get sick and hot. Or you always have the people, and you know, who get cold, and you know, Israelis or people from more sunny areas and cold areas, and they don't want the heat on, and they're like, oh, I can't, I'm dying from the heat. So it seems to be over here, it seems to be a machlokes about whether chom is mazik. It seems to be that, you know, that there seems to be, okay, well, some of the siachas would say, well, okay, you can play on the machlokes where you can fix an air conditioner on cholamoid, well, you say choli, right? And if someone can get sick from overheating, it's not so common. It's not so common. You can feel uncomfortable. It's really not so common. Some say you do. So there are poskim. I think when Michal Siutok says, you taka, it's called choli.
So that makes, so what should be the din for that person as opposed to kola
oma? Oh, no. So that's the thing, is that yesh choli etzel. So a kol choli etzel cholom, is that a kol? Michal Siutok says it is. If it's extreme temperature, a person can get sick. It seems like other poskim seem to say it's just tsar. A person doesn't get sick from it. You know, even a person's a personal illness, that's something else. But in general, people don't get sick for being too hot. They just get sweaty and have a hard time focusing or feel unwell. You know, but chupanim, if someone's cold, so again, if it's the summer, I don't know. I'm just bringing up the svara. However, there's a different svara of why on Halamoy you'd be able to go ahead and fix the air conditioners. Even if it's just tsar, Moshe says it's, you know, it's so hard off. You know, you feel uncomfortable. You need air conditioner. You know, it's not, and then you're getting sick. It's just, even if it's just tsar, a person, you don't have to feel tsar and avoid. The other question is, Rashi says, it could be, shouldn't be done, you know, with derech zilzul, that if you need to replace the air conditioner and you have to, an old truck on, okay, that could be a whole public thing. That could be that's a problem. But stop, to have someone come fix the air conditioner, it's okay. Any other electronic things, is making it clean, tzar chol nefesh is fine. Any other things, it should be done by sehedja, unless it's mamash, if it's a tzar chol moed, you can fix to go on a tiyul, things like that is also okay. What they bring down is that, al yod tzrochim is, they say by yofi of Aisha, she can go ahead and mekashet herself, even derech malacha, because, you know, being pretty makes her, you know, makes a woman happy. So anything which is something which will make a person happy, even if it's not directly ochel nefesh, so is also a strong sad lahatir. I don't know, but I'll call upon my sehedja definitely. Test no cream as a rechayim. First of all, lahem ayim. You can go ahead and you can make a hole in the rechayim, make a pirush nekev she'oisu ve'emtza rechayim to stick the wheel or whatever. My medium rechayim, you can set up a mill. Uvonu amatanayim she'rechayim, you can go ahead and build the water, you know, for like a water wheel. Kotzim tiparne ha'chamor she'rechayim, or if you use a chamor, you can cut its nails, which can grind wheat. Agav mutar l'chadit sakim emoid, you're allowed to sharpen a knife on chamoid. Sakin she'nishbar, even if it breaks, you're allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to buy one, but you're not allowed to fix it completely. It says even the Magam says even if it's efshar b'sheila, even if you go next door and borrow your neighbor's knife, you don't have to go ahead and do that. So again, there's a certain level of siachas to a level of comfort that person's allowed to have a cholamoy. You know, in Yom Tov, you say, Kobe, it's okay, but if you can get somewhere else, you have to make cheshbonos. No, you don't make cheshbonos. If you need it, you can do it. You know, it's not, you can do a malacha. You don't have to say, well, you know, you always have these, you know, people who don't know the halacha. Well, you can just borrow, like, you know, let's say you have something in your coat on Shabbos, you know, or just borrow my coat. You know, whatever, it looks like, I'll just take my... People enjoy wearing their own stuff, you know, whatever. I'd rather try to figure out a way to get the muktzah out of my pocket than just borrow your coat. You know, so that's a question on Shabbos, Yom Tov, but on Chalamoy, you don't have to make cheshbonos. It's something that you don't have to, it's just because you can go ahead and knock by a neighbor, you don't have to. dealing a riga tafkuf bemalef. Mutar lasayis mitzudos dogim me'arava. You can go ahead and you can make fishing nets out of reeds. Shumay sehedra. It's not as practical. It's not a professional. It's done with ropes usually, so you could do it with reeds. That's called a maisa hedger. Willow, yeah, whatever. Not with plants. Not with a type of reeds. Willow, whatever it is, you can't do it with ropes. The valo arugim mechutim shuhu maisa uman. That's called maisa uman. Now, not that necessarily. I don't know if it's not because of the ariga is a maisa uman or whether it's just the material comes out. But this is a professional net, right? You can go ahead and fix up psilos on cholamoid. The ma'isa hedjer who making, even if you take cotton and you spin it to make wicks and you twist it to make wicks, then that would be fine. Beis misargim pirish kushuk eina riga. The thing before was you're doing a riga, you're weaving some sort of net. Here you're roping. How do you make a net? How do you say when you take ropes and you make a netting? What's the riga? There's a word for it. I can't remember it. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, yesh mevach ma ben chot lechot hamito. You can go ahead and they used to have beds. They used to have a woven, the base of the bed was woven. It wasn't a box spring or anything like that, or wood. It was woven, like a hammock or a cot, something like that. Right. Yeah, they went to the frame, whatever. But you can't go ahead and make ropes for the bed. You have ropes, you can go ahead and set your bed up. You can't make the ropes.
Manufacture.
Right. That's already too far away from the malacha. Motor lemaich big day pishtan biyadayin. You're allowed to take big day pishtan and flax clothing and flatten them or squeeze them up. You can go to soften them up. You can do that. But ain oisin kishrei biyadayin neishu ma'isa uman. But you can't make. You can't go ahead and make collars and make different pleats and things like that. That's called the ma'isa uman. Umoter lahachik of a gadim is chuchis gedarkan. Who of utzar chamoid? You're allowed to iron clothing. Chamoid. I know girls always ask me this. Yes, you're allowed to iron clothing in chamoid. The Aruch Shulchan says you can use a press. He says nowadays it's called a press. You can use a press. You can iron. That's not called ma'isa uman. That's okay, but making pleats and whatever would be considered folds in the fabric. That would be considered ma'isa uman. Also, the taken malbusha v'mnala v'kruim. You're allowed to fix your clothing, torn clothing on chalamoid. It's also to do that. And also, lemon yehudi l'taken. You can't even bring it to a goyish. Non-Jewish tailor. The Rama says you're allowed. If let's say you have some tourist pants or something, you don't have any other pants, so you're allowed to go ahead and do a basic fix. A simple fix for the moed that the shinui.
Do you have to do this yourself?
I go. You can ask a guy to do it, but he doesn't know what you're talking about. Use your left hand. No, I don't know. We'll get to that in a second. I'm sure there are tailors out there who, vets and their stuff is not my suit one, but I don't know if you have to go to those people. So you're allowed to. I mean, that's like putting safety pins. Is not even a question. That's pasha. That's mutter. There's no question about that. The question, even sewing it, it says shinui. Mishnah Berurah says we'll see in a second what shinui means. That it means you could do a sloppy job. We're going to see in a second. It means you can do a slop. You can do a bit of a sloppy job, and that's okay. Hey, Mishnah Tarech lo beged. Let's say you need clothing. Im haya hedjot, if you're a regular guy, enu mahir ba'isa malacha, ha'reza isa so kadarko, right? And then, if you're not just a regular guy, and you have an idea how to sew, and you take a long time, then the Gemara says a regular uman is someone who does things, they do things quickly. Then you are allowed to go ahead and to sew the clothing. If he's an uman, meaning pirush, he does it quickly. Then he has to do it ma'isa hedjot. The hainu she has a tefir oisa chavo oisa tefir achas lamala achas lamazik shinei akelav. Either he has to do wide loops, or he has to do like a bit of a zigzag, a sloppy job, basically. The Rav says, "Agav v'chol adam nachmir al atzvon litzvor v'shinu izeh." Everyone should just sew like that. L'mahani l'uman litzvor deishi shaneba. Okay, we'll get that in a second. The thing with the different malachos is that what by a riga and by sewing, what's called a ma'isa uman? Okay, listen, you know, it's done in a way where obviously it doesn't have to be that it's not held together. It can be held together. You sew, it can be held together. It just has to be done where the stitching is not perfect. They say stam nashim. But place can say stam nashim know how to go ahead and do a good seam and sew perfectly. I mean, I would say stam yeshiva bachrim and stam men don't, but there are those who do. My married son was just helping, you know, sew clothing for his brother-in-law, chasna, things like that. And supposedly, you know, didn't do such a terrible job. I don't know. I didn't really examine it. But, Akhopani, the question is, you need a sewing machine. The question is, is that my sa'uman? Because you're just pushing a button. Hey, a sewing machine could be, you have to know how to set it up. So it could be that's where they talk about what about something you have to push a button. And it does it perfectly, even though it's not tircha, and you're a hedger, you push a button. They say that could be is a problem. Like I said, a sewing machine, it could be, since you have to know how to hold it, it could be that.
You have to know how to hold it, you have to know exactly what to follow.
Yeah.
A sewing machine, you can totally go in
different directions. Right, so that sewing machine is probably the same idea. Kopanin, the Ramah says that everyone, even a man, everyone should be machmer and just do it b'shinui. Lo mahani, what's the shinu? Lo mahani, lo uman litfor de shishana bechizas amacha biyado elin shili anikr. Now, by ksiva, we're going to get to ksiva soon. By ksiva, we say you just change where you hold your pen, and that's enough. Put your left hand, whatever it is. It's by a riga. That's not enough. It has to be that it's nikr that when you're sewing, because it's a different type of maracha. Like ksiva, it's just a chumrah. It's not really a ma'isa uman. We'll get to that. So that's just enough. By actual malacha, which is usually a ma'isa uman, has to be done with a shini nikr of doing weird weird stitching and things like that. a couple more minutes. Let's start. We'll start talking from base because the talmud base is complicated. The shayla of okay, you know, you need something done, but the question is, no, I'm an uman. Can I do it for you? By Yisrael, a few malachos and mutaros, even malachos which are mutar, ain't a mutaros al seisa el laatzma. You can only do it for yourself. Ola cherim bechinam. There's a problem over here of your person. The Gemara says that anything a person is allowed to do for himself by some uman, that uman can do for someone else. Problem is taking tzchar, getting paid for it. Taking tzchar is there a chol, uvda the chol, it's business, and that's a problem. So you can do it, b'china, but b'schar, aser. Omiyu, im eino noisin no schar kotov, if he doesn't give him a set price, elisha'uchim b'schara, but he comes, he invites him to his cholmoy meal, invites him for the yomtiv meal, whatever it is, that's okay, mutter, then that's okay. Like, avidavar, avid mutter, afil b'schar kotov, adavar, avid, is mutter even the schar kotzav? It's a shayla with davar aved. Is davar for the poil, davar aved for the balabayis? It's either way. It's better. We'll see. Let's just read some base. It's kol malacha mutter la seisa de poil Any malacha, if you have like the opposite, it's mutter for someone who doesn't have anything to eat to do malacha. So l'chachila we should do. L'chachila we should do the malachas by someone who it's mutter for him to do l'chachila. It's a davar avi for him. One of the gra in the beginning of chalmoid. This, you know, the five things that are it's mutter and chalmoid. It's what is it? That's hedjot ma'isa ikidatu with ma'isa hedjot sar chalmoid. Davar Oved, Poel She'enu Ma'alechom, and that's we're starting over here. And the fifth thing is we're getting there. Tzvachir Ram is the last thing, we didn't get there yet. So therefore, it's better if it's someone who could do it L'chachila Mutter and take Tzchar, that's better. Otherwise, like the Aruch HaShulchan says, you know, really a person who does work, he really has to do it for free. You know, it's not okay. You know, listen, the guy's stuck. And he said, "Fine, I'll do it, but you know, I charge this and whatever, you know." And he's a yid. It's really l'chachila. It's not okay. Could be whether he could pay him. It could be he can pay him after. Maybe he could, you know, pay him afterwards, you know, after the moed, things like that. Could be he could work something out over there. That could be that's okay. They say you could do it b'havla. Is that, you know, if he has to drive you somewhere, so you're paying for the gas and for the, you know, you're paying him for the gas for the, you know, for the materials and that's nichlal in the work, but l'chachila really shouldn't take anything. The question about jobs which don't have any tircha, like babysitting and things like that. So it seems like there are many poskim who say it's also aser, because again we're talking about things which are talking about iser of doing business. Now, how much are you allowed to go ahead and to hire and not hire? I mean, it's a complex issue. You get into shayles of like taxi drivers and bus drivers and things over here. So it's also shayles tachir rabin, which we'll get to. It could be it's motor, a bus driver. You have to pay a bus driver, get on the bus and pay, you know, whatever. So anyway, nowadays here in Eretz Yisrael, you don't pay the bus driver, you pay the with the Ravkov, you pay the government, and they pay the company, and the company pays the bus driver. So it's much better, much easier. There's no problem. You pay straight. You hire a driver. You hire a, you know, a van or something to take you, drive you somewhere. So then that's more complicated. If he's Jewish, it's more complicated about whether paying with a credit card is called paying or not, it could be its visits. I don't know. I didn't look into it whether there's less of an issue versus just paying with cash. I mean, that really is totally on the sermon before, but what's considered business and not business and buying stuff and not. But al chupanim, it's poshut. He can take, it seems to be he can take money for that. The birlacha comes out in the sermon right before. The Rilach is a whole long arichos speaking to Nobi Yehuda, who says, I didn't go and look in the tshuva of Nobi Yehuda, but who says that you're allowed to hire an uman if he does it a shinui. I mean, you're allowed to hire an uman to do a ma'ase hedja, which is a big kula. The Rilach is not so happy about it. He does bring it somewhere else with a sniff. He said that if it's Tzar Chamoed or rings a ritva, if it's Tzar Chamoed or it's Davar Oved, then L'chor you could do it. Then L'chor there's more room. He could do it B'schar. You know, the shaila they have is about, you know, can you pay the singers? You know, so that's the thing. You have to try the best. Try to, again, you're from Yidden, everyone's trying to keep Chol Hamoed. Try to work it out with them, you know, give them a mashka and something. Yeah, work it out. You pay later. The person should be aware and try to work it out. Otherwise, if it's never obvious, you know, and you get a call and you're an uman, a plumber, right? Plumber gets a call. You need to get fix this thing, whatever. You're allowed to go fix it because it's you really you should do it b'chinam and work it out. But if you take a schar, if you use that money to buy food for yontav, it's also okay, you know. You know, definitely, you know. And everyone says, you know, they pull she'en lo malechol, like, you know. Everyone says, well, I need the money. You know, everyone needs the money. You know, what do you mean? You know, so question, if you like, I don't know how far that goes. You know, a person tacha doesn't have the money, needs the money to go on a trip and do the whatever, you know, to pay bills. That's obvious. You know, if he doesn't have the money to go on his vacation in the summer. I don't know. I mean, it's a fiyah inyan. But these are, you know, questions. But achapanim, if he has to go ahead and you have to get a new one to come, then it should be done b'tzina as well. If it's done b'farhesia, this is mamish davar oved or b'tzarech or whatever. If it's done b'farhesia, is a different problem with zilzul amoed. So therefore, you know, it could be that, you know, maybe if you got the plumber to come, he should, you know, park his truck on the street a little bit further away or something. So it shouldn't look like he's doing work. Yishlodim b'zeh alchupanim. If I will stop over here, and move on.
Very calm.